Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Shares an unexpected benefit of smoking weed.
And did Jane Fonda accept money for a date?
Plus, we're talking to one of the latest contestants eliminated from The Masked Singer. Welcome to Dish Nation! Up first, Tanner.
Oh, thank you so much, Mama Brat. Okay, when Pink isn't selling out concerts, she's dealing with a love-hate relationship with Madonna. Okay, so here's the hate part. Pink told Howard Stern that Madonna doesn't like her because of an awkward moment that happened when they were both on Regis and Kelly 100 years ago. Apparently, what? Regis said Pink was falling over herself backstage to meet Madonna, and Pink replied, "I thought she wanted to meet me." Well, Madonna didn't appreciate the joke. But on the flip side, Madonna apparently asked Pink and Gwen Stefani to be part of her three-way MTV Awards kiss that ended up being with Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera. And of course, this is the same kiss that J-Lo said she was invited to as well.
Child, Madonna wanted everybody on that kiss.
That makes a lot more sense, because I was wondering how'd you end up with these two young people when there was other people in the, like, the age-appropriate
totem pole. I didn't think about that, though, because Britney and Christina, they were like rivals, so it was just perfect. Like, okay, she kissed both of them, so. I didn't think that anybody else was involved.
Me either. I didn't know that Madonna had the same, like, teen heartthrobs that I did.
But I want to kiss Madonna damn neither. One of those days, in those days, allegedly, she was kissing Dennis Rodman. So,
she was kissing a lot of people.
She should, honey. So, kiss the grand made him cry.
Prime Madonna, absolutely. Sign me up.
Root was still right back then. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was time.
Thank you.
I don't know about that. Swapping to lava.
Have any of y'all, like, turned down, like, an invitation to do something on stage like that later on went viral or later on went real big?
Yeah, like, rappers don't really ask other rappers to kiss each other.
Oh, yes, they do.
Like, a hard
Yes, they do. Yes, they do, honey. Don't play that hard here, Craig.
Another Anglo fact.
Sorry, Rick Ross, I politely declined.
Okay, we all know Wiz Khalifa loves to smoke weed, but he has a new reason for it. Now, Wiz has really gotten disciplined with his workouts, man. Dude looking like an Avenger out here. And he told GQ how smoking a sticky icky helps him get into the gym and on stage. Now, he went on and said, "Honestly, I think smoking weed helps my mind a little better because I have breath control and I'm able to take these deep, long breaths that normal people who don't drag strong marijuana, they don't experience that."
I used to smoke before my situation. When you drag a long drag of marijuana, that puts lots of smoke in your lungs.
Yeah.
I don't get how that helps you have stamina on the stage. It actually takes away from your breath when you're trying to perform because you got all this smoke maybe still stuck in your lungs.
Yeah, it's peculiar. Have you ever seen him smoke from that bong? It's so much smoke.
It is
How does that
smoke.
Work?
I have no
maybe
idea.
Maybe he
processes
out of him.
Weed differently than the average person because everybody wired a little bit different. Because I know some people who say, like, I can't work out unless I'm smoking weed.
Really?
And it's like, how?
Does it make you real sexual?
I was going to say that.
Because I would think it would make you real sexual.
He must be amazing in bed.
No, they have aphrodisiac THC that you can buy in dispensaries. Help get it.
Not like horny goat weed.
Like literally horny goat weed. Not that exact product, but
when I found that out. Wow, really?
You gotta walk through the store a little slowly next time. Anyway, coming up right now, special delivery, one of the most iconic versus battles of all time. I can't tell if I'm doing a Harlem Shake if I'm dancing for crack.
I don't really know what that is.
It's the Gator Dance from Jungle Fever. So Sean Puff, Puffy, P. Diddy, Brother Love, Bad Boy, and Jermaine J.D. Dupri are going down in a versus battle right here in the ATL. Now, both hip-hop icons have confirmed at the So-So Def versus Bad Boy event, and Brad, your brother J.D. guaranteed the fans it's going to be like a Super Bowl
sound.
I absolutely agree. It is because those eras, that era is like the best era of music. It was the 90s. Hip-hop was crazy. Yep. The difference between Diddy and J.D. is that Jermaine Dupri writes these songs and produces these songs as well. Diddy produces, I think. Whoa. I'm not sure. You know, I know he has a lot of producers under his wing,
yes, mm-hmm,
that he pays, and then he executive produces it. But he is not sitting there writing the song. Jermaine Dupri is in the Songwriters Hall of Fame for writing music.
You better stand for your brother.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
But Brad, what a lot of people want to know is, like, you know, will you be on stage with DaBaby? And I'm not talking about the rapper DaBaby, but will you and DaBaby be on stage?
You gotta come with DaBaby on your head.
Absolutely. From, like, my baby is so deaf. I'll have a so deaf emblem on my stomach,
yes,
baby. I'm so deaf for life.
All
okay?
Right, honey.
Without JD and so deaf, it would be no BRAT.
Now we need some so diapers.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
Collider diapers. Baby.
Hey, baby, the old city girls are up, honey. I'm here for it. Miss Jane Fonda says she is never too old to date, especially if they pay it.
Come on, Trey.
She got the right idea. So, reportedly, 85-year-old Miss Jane accepted a hefty payday from a 90-year-old Australian building tycoon named Richard Lunger to accompany him to a gala.
Yes. Okay. Mm.
Now, this is the same man that paid Kim Kardashian $500,000 to go with him to an annual fundraiser.
All right, honey.
But get this, y'all. Sources are saying that Mr. Lunger had a stretch limo, flowers, red carpet,
you better roll it,
all laid out for Miss Jane.
Yes.
But y'all, sister ghosted him and decided to go to tour some museums in Vienna instead.
No.
City girls is up. She thought she was going to the opera with him, but found out later it was a popular ball. She ain't want no parts of that, okay?
Yeah, she let him see.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
She let him know this is prime time right here, baby, and don't try to do me like you did them others, okay? Don't play.
All right, Miss Fonda.
Oh, and it's low-key a scary liability to be hanging out with somebody who's 90. I'd imagine it's like, you know, hanging out with a jack-in-the-box that's on his last couple of pranks.
No, but not Miss Fonda,
you go to the ball, that man slips and falls, it's nights out.
Oh, well, sign me up on a Christian Jubilee. I'm right there.
Okay. Now. Yes, yes, bitch, you better
I want to be ready.
Yes,
all right. Oh, my God. All right, y'all. It's time for a debate. Well, y'all, we have more geriatric news. And it's Black History Month. And y'all, white people are still out here getting it wrong. So 78-year-old Ben Stein, y'all, he was making pancakes. And when it came to pour that good old ancient mama syrup on the cakes, this is what this man said, Lord
Jesus.
This used to show a large African-American woman chef, but because of the inherent racism of Americans' corporate culture, they decided to make it a white person, or maybe no person at all. But I preferred it when it was a black person showing their incredible skill at making pancakes.
So now Beyonce's internet is upset because Ben basically said he appreciated when the slave version of Ancient Mama was on the label.
Lord God.
Which us black folk raised hell about to get it removed because it was basically a minstrel character of Mammy.
And was.
So y'all, is Ben innocent? Do you think he meant any harm or was he being racist?
Well, get it from Tanner first. Tanner,
yeah, Tanner, what
don't,
do you
don't
think?
Don't do Tanner like that.
Thank you, Brad. Thank you so much. He screwed up. He messed up. I don't know. Like, I watched the video and he was talking about, like, celebrating her, like, her ability to cook or whatever, but she wasn't, like, a real person. Like, two white guys came up with the flour.
Well, I saw something on the internet. You can only believe half the stuff you see there, but that, like, there was a woman who, like, was the model for who Aunt Jemima truly was. So, and she looked similar to the woman on the cover, because, like, I grew up in an era where I only knew the Aunt Jemima with the perm.
Yeah.
So for people who lived a little bit longer...
What? Negro, you didn't grow up with the damn Aunt Jemima with the perm. She just got it yesterday.
This Tom Sawyer and the Huckleberry Finn version of Aunt Jemima...
I've never seen the first one.
That's before my time, bro.
Well, we've been
seen
that Aunt
Jemima. I've never seen the first one.
Well, I've seen that first one, and I like her, too.
That's because you was born before Christ.
Well,
she said you was born B.C.
Okay.
I've never seen this.
Coming up, Bow Wow said, honey, he's over these male groupies. I know the struggle is real, child, honey. Me too, honey. Bow Wow more after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back.
Now, Bow Wow says that even though some women have reputations of being crazy groupies, it's really the men who hold the crown out here.
Freak.
Now, in a video shared by Hollywood Unlocked, he explained that male groupies make it their mission to get close to a celebrity, whether it be elbowing people out the way or being playing rude.
He told no lies. Not one. Honey.
Yeah?
What? The males are worse than the females. It's ridiculous. Like, it's the thirst of it all for me. And it's so unattractive when it's the guys, you know what I mean? Because you kind of expect that, like, from the women, from, you know, the heartthrob days. Yeah. But the guys, it's so unattractive.
They don't even care that it's
they
look
don't.
Crazy. They just, ugh.
Desperation is a stinky cologne.
It's so hard.
He introduced this word called thirst balling. I didn't know that was a thing.
What's that?
I think he's talking about like people just trying to be next to him so that they also look like they're balling.
Oh, like you part of the story. Yeah,
See?
I mean, so besides...
That's what the pictures do for these guys. With the
Besides myself, though, Tana and here, Craig, have you ever fanned out over any other celebrities?
Oh, they fanned out over you?
I fanned out over Gary. Yeah, definitely.
I missed that too, Brad.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I thought he was admitting that he fans out over people. Yeah, he was passing it to us.
He's saying, y'all.
I mean, like, I'm an internal emoter. You know what I'm saying? I may not wear it all on the outside, but I had a situation today where, like, I, like, got a chance to interview New Edition.
Mm-hmm.
And when I've never met Bobby Brown and I've never met Ralph, but I met the other four guys. And when Bobby came in, he's like, yo, head crack, what up? And, like, I played it cool.
What's happening?
B. Brown was good.
Yeah.
But inside, I'm like,
Because
you grew up watching these people and their music means so much to you to where, like, anything that you're doing, if it makes an impact to where it gets to them, it's like, damn, that's cool.
Yeah.
All right, well, Miss Kylie Jenner is setting the record straight on the rumor that she and Hailey Bieber shaded Selena Gomez's eyebrows.
Oh, Lord.
This is very weird,
it's
y'all.
Okay.
So a TikToker user uploaded a video accusing Kylie of mocking Selena's eyebrows.
Selena Gomez said this in her video yesterday, but let me show you.
I accidentally laminated my brows too much.
Why is it that 3 hours after Selena Gomez posted those videos on TikTok, would Kylie Jenner post this was an accident? And ironically, she put the text on her freaking eyebrow.
And Kylie got wind of the accusation and replied in the comments. She said, this is reaching. No shade towards Selena ever. And I didn't see her eyebrow post. You guys are making something out of nothing. Oh my God, it's so silly. Well, Miss Selena also commented on it. She posted, Kylie Jenner, it's all unnecessary. I'm a fan of Kylie. And that's that on that. How about that?
Oh, that's okay. Cute, honey.
I feel like we shaded Kylie more with that impersonation than...
She really just talks slow and just like that.
Like, she does.
When you're a billionaire, you can talk any way you want, okay?
Well, how does Selena's eyebrows look?
Is it jacked up like that?
What'd she say? She's like plastered them too much or something? They were a little thin?
One side looks like before, the other side looks like after.
You know,
and I don't know if, like, you know, if it was like, you know, maybe she went to a new eyebrow esthetician. I don't know what they women go to get their eyebrows done.
Eyebrow estheticians, yes. Cool.
Do y'all think she was shading Selena?
Probably was.
Up next, we chopping it up with the Rock Lobster, a.k.a. Howie Mandel from The Masked Singer by this time on the show, so run it right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Now, this week on The Masked Singer, it was ABBA night, and the contestants gave it their all, but in true Masked Singer form, people have got to get eliminated, and unfortunately, the Rock Lobster was one of them. But it's okay, because we get to chat with the artist formerly known as Rock Lobster, comedian and TV personality, Howie Mandel!
Thank you. Please, sit down. That's not necessary. And I also like that I'm the artist formerly known as Rock Lobster. It's kind of like a Prince thing, right? I want to be introduced like that everywhere from now on. Artist formerly known as Rock Lobster.
Yes, it has a nice twang to it. So, Howie, what was your reaction when you were first approached to do the show?
My first reaction, yes, yes. I mean, finally, somebody recognizes where my real talent is. I am a singer. I am a dancer.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got upset that I had to do it in a costume. I just want to sing and dance. Yes. That's what
so
I want.
How did you end up with a lobster costume? And are you a lobster kind of guy or a crab type of guy?
I haven't dated in years, but there was a time when I was a crab kind of guy. But I don't know how I ended up as a lobster. They kind of told me that I'm going to be the Rock Lobster. So I prepared for it. The night before, I lied naked in my bed and had my wife swathe me with hot butter.
Oh, very nice.
Okay. Now, Howie, you're also a judge on a competition show. Now, after being on the opposite end of the stage, will you change how you judge others?
Yes. Right now, because of my acumen, and I think if you haven't seen it, go check it out, for singing and dancing, I think I set a new bar. So when I'm watching people on AGT, and AGT All-Stars, the finale is next week, when I am watching the singers and dancers, predominantly, I will be, in my mind, comparing them to myself.
Did you get to keep the costume, bring it home with you, or are you just gonna have someone like just generate a new one?
Well, first of all, I asked. I said, they cut me and I was about to leave, and I said, can I keep the costume? And they all said no. And I don't know why they want it. After what I've done in that costume, I don't know why they would want to keep it. I don't know why anybody else would want to put it on. Ooh. And it was like, also, it was disgusting. It was, in fact, I remember getting home and my wife saying, because I signed an NDA, I couldn't say what I had done. I couldn't tell anybody, including family members, what I had done. Uh-huh. And she said, why are your underpants wet?
Oh.
And I couldn't say, it's ABBA night.
Fair enough. Yo, man, you're an icon living, bro. Yeah. Howie Mandel, what can we expect next from you? Like, you know, what are you excited about that's coming out?
Well, the series finale of America's Got Talent Superstars. I'm wearing my merch from my podcast. I love doing the podcast. And I'm still touring. This week, I'm going to be in Florida doing stand-up.
Okay. Nice.
Go to HowieMandel.com and find out what's coming up.
Right. There it is, HowieMandel.com. Howie, thanks again. Thanks again for hanging out with us. And don't forget to watch The Masked Singer every Wednesday on Fox. You never know who'll be under the mask. Don't move, because there's more Dish Nation after the break.
Can I move? Can I move?
You can move.
Stay right there.
Oh, okay. All right. There.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Well, if you aren't so busy looking at Jonathan Majors' physique, you might have noticed, honey, that he's always carrying around a cup. Well, honey, he's finally spilling the tea on why, so we're going to check that out.
There's a lot of stories about the cup. there's a lot of stories. This story right now is for tea, you know, but it's kind of become a metaphor, you know. Don't let nobody else fill up your cup, you know. Mm. Don't let nobody gas you up, you know. You do it yourself, you know.
Who taught you that?
Probably my mama.
I can confirm. I interviewed that guy a couple weeks ago for his movie about the Korean War. Sure enough, he had a cup.
Was it empty?
Was it empty? I didn't get a good look. I really wanted to get it, but it was like right over there. I saw it, and he was like right next to him.
Wow.
You didn't ask?
I didn't ask. At one point, he mentioned it. He talks about he literally carries this thing everywhere.
It's very Linus.
You know, some of it.
It's like a security cup.
Yeah.
Listen, Jonathan Majors is so brilliant, I wouldn't care what he carried around with him. Like, because I cut people slack. When you get up, it's like Steve Jobs always wore the turtleneck. Mm-hmm. And after a while, you're like, why is he always looking? That's kind of weird. But also, he was Steve Jobs, you know?
Yeah. I always assume he had hickeys.
Bye, HK.
I like my man bag, especially if I'm flying, and that's rare. Because I just keep it with me and hold it for whatever reason. I always keep looking in it, but I know what's in it.
Is it a particular bag, man bag?
No, I have all of whichever one I'm carrying.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'd be wanting to carry other kind of things, but you can't bring missiles on the plane.
Oh my God.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, The Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shaped the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.